The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
It is time for Am I Wrong, and Eric joins us today. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good.
Cool.
Hey.
Cool. What's going on, dude? You having a problem with somebody?
Yeah, I got a big problem. My wife is a pimp.
I'm sorry. What?
What?
You know, it sounds crazy. My wife is a pimp.
Your wife is a pimp.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know how I feel about this whole situation. But my wife's younger sister, she's really attractive. She's really sweet.
Uh-huh.
And this guy wanted to go out with her, and she didn't want to go. So my wife offered to pay her to go out with this guy, and she did it. And now they're doing it consistently.
Why did your wife pay your... Wait, your wife paid her sister to go out with the guy? That doesn't make her a pimp. That makes her...
No. The guy paid her, but she, set it up, you know?
Oh, the guy paid her.
How much did he pay her?
I don't know. I mean, it must have been a significant amount of money because they ended up going shopping together.
Who did?
My wife and her sister ended up going shopping after she went out with this guy.
Okay, wait a minute.
The guy paid her to go out, and she set the whole thing up. It's crazy.
Okay, hold on. Let me make sure that we're clear on this.
What?
Your wife's sister went out with a guy, he gave her money, and then your wife and her sister went shopping with the money.
Exactly.
And you feel like your wife orchestrated the whole thing.
She did orchestrate the whole thing. I was listening on the phone.
Hold on.
What?
You know what? Don't tell us your wife's name on the air. We may bleep this out because we're walking into sensitive territory.
Yeah.
Here. Hi, is this...
Yes.
Hey, good morning. This is Mark K and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey,
Hi, how are you?
We're great.
We're good. Try not to use her proper name anymore, Megan. I don't know if the cops are listening in or not.
Oh, sorry.
Do you have a minute to talk? Oh,
sure,
I just did it myself. Sorry. It's tough to... listen, we have your husband on the phone, too.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, listen, he called us because he's concerned that you're acting as your little sister's pimp.
Oh, that is just ridiculous.
Well, are you taking money from dudes to go out with your sister?
Well, it's not like that at all. That's ridiculous. Eric, why would you do that?
Well, what's it like then? Now, tell them what you're doing.
Did you orchestrate a date with your sister, and some guy that resulted in a shopping spree for the two of you?
Well, yeah, but it's not like that at all. I mean, she went out with him, and he gave her a couple gift cards, you know, afterwards, and we went to the mall.
Hold on. They went out on a date, and he gave her gift cards?
Yeah, they went out on a date, and he just had some gift cards, and he said, here, hi, would you like some gift cards? And she said, sure, and she took them, and then her and I went to the mall.
How much money in gift cards did he give her?
Maybe a couple $100s.
And that was just for going out on a date?
Well, I mean, it's not quite like you're saying. It, you know, they went out on a date, and then he just happened to, you know, I mean, give her some gift cards, and they had a nice time, and that's the way it went down.
Have you done this with other guys and your sister, too?
Yeah, well, it's not exactly like the way you're making it sound. I mean, she's going out on a date with them anyways, and if they want to give her some... you know, gift cards. What's wrong with that?
Who just gives gift cards though? That's like it's like not a thing.
What?
Is that how you accept your payment in gift cards?
That's actually pretty smart.
Can you not use cash?
There's no paper trail. You don't have to worry about credit. Hang on one second, you two. Justin, get me the clear definition of pimping, please. 340-9595. And this is Richard from Kingsland, Georgia. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I ain't saying she's honing it up, but I'm just saying that I've seen this kind of stuff on Craigslist, and she's sort of asking for roses right now.
You've seen this on Craigslist?
Yeah, you haven't heard about that?
No, I don't go on. What? I don't go on the pimping classifieds.
I spent some time on a submarine, and I've known a couple of guys where they search for friendly ladies on Craigslist, and they ask for roses instead of money.
What are the roses?
Does it mean something?
Yeah.
it's pretty much, I guess, a legal way of getting around.
I see. So roses equals money.
Yeah.
But instead of saying, hey, you need to pay me $200, you say you give me 200 roses.
Right.
Got it. Oh, I see. Do they get paid in gift cards? Is that like a thing, too?
I have no clue. I've never got any of those services.
Okay, yeah, of course, definitely. Hey, thank you for your service, by the way. We really appreciate it. That's amazing. I never thought that in this day and age we would have women trading favors for gift cards. But I guess a lot of places they're just as good as cash.
Yeah, sure, man.
Right?
Why not?
I mean, 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Does it sound like this dude's wife is doing something sinister with her sister? Now I know when my wife says, you never bring me roses anymore, she means you never bring me cash. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Sam from St. Augustine.
Hey, Sam from St. Augustine. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What do you think this dude should do about his wife?
I think his wife is absolutely insane. Like, does she hear herself on the radio?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
She sounds very much in denial. She's totally aware of what she is doing.
Yeah.
There's no other way around it.
Yeah. So you think that she knows she's basically whoring out her little sister so she can get some gift cards?
Absolutely. I mean, if she's willing to set up these dates, absolutely.
Is. Okay.
Yeah, especially since there's more than one. It's not just this one time.
Well, you know, Megan, if it works the first time, you keep going back to the well.
It's just so weird.
It is so awkward, and just the fact that she thinks that nobody is catching on, she really needs to rethink her values.
I feel like this happens more often than not. I imagine that there's a lot of people out there that get stuff for going out with dudes.
What? No.
Yeah, I think it's
that
probably
is not a common thing.
That one guy just.
About that.
I'm gonna go on Craigslist. That guy said, "Look on Craigslist. It happens every day."
Oh, wait. This is awesome. It's like a learning educational program too. Roses equals money.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
That's exactly. It's an the Big 8 Morning Mess. It's an educational show.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Oh yeah, I was just telling Justin, I got a friend with like $40 left on a Home Depot gift card. Is that helpful? What can I do for him?
Yeah.
What can I get?
I wonder if it's like old used gift cards too.
What can I get for a $40 Home Depot gift card? That's a good question. Now, I don't know if you can get any screws for that, but we'll see. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Look, Valerie, a lot of people are saying you probably really should stop this because, I mean, it's not only immoral, but probably illegal.
Yeah,
and
for
also
sure.
Really gross.
That's just ridiculous. I mean, you know, she goes out, they give her some gift cards, and you know, she's going out with them anyways.
Yeah,
but,
no. I get it.
You know,
I get it. But people think you probably should stop.
Well, that's fine. I'll stop. But if she still wants to take me shopping, I'm going with her.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Is that a good compromise, Eric?
It's a little fishy. You can go shopping with her, but if you're connecting these people again, I'm just not comfortable with it.
Okay. Yeah. No. All right. So there. Okay. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. I think this is a happy ending. Oh, I probably shouldn't use that phrase.
Yeah, definitely not.
Never mind. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.